from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's do it. Yeah! Fun night tonight. The Mets win, the Yankees win, and there's so much to unpack from these two games. 888-808-1019. You know, I was just talking about it a little bit in here with Ricky Ricardo, Dexter Henry, Rami Lavie, Nick Theodoro. I think that's the only people left in the building at 5 after midnight. Good morning. Good morning. We are already at August 15th. Like, we're about to be halfway through the dog days of baseball. And we take this day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. I try to come in and tell people to pump their brakes. I try to come in here and say that, yeah, we react every day and night because these are daily, nightly radio shows. But then you go to sleep, you wake up the next day, and you have another game to watch and hope for and react to. And let's start with the Mets, because obviously coming off of the first loss to the Oakland A's and the storyline being that Austin Adams came in and mocked them, and really the Oakland Athletics have been playing pretty good baseball. They're not just this scrub team without a home. You know, they kind of commanded some respect. My thought tonight was, okay, let's see how they respond. I don't care about what Edwin Diaz has to say, because Edwin Diaz is a closer that was used yesterday, and it shouldn't be a save situation. It shouldn't be the type of game where Edwin Diaz can come in and make an impact. I just think that he spoke up as one of the higher paid players on the team, faces of the team, leaders of the team, to say that they didn't like what they, you know, saw from former Met Austin Adams. But listen, what I said last night was, you got to be ready for that. The whole league sees the, oh my God, they see the grimace stuff. They see the glizzy izzy, the rally pimp, all these different things floating around the Mets, and they want to turn it on you. They want to troll you. They want to use it against you. You got to have your guard up. 4-game losing streak ends. Did Austin Adams wake up the Mets? Maybe. Maybe, because it seems like they came out tonight with a different level of intensity, a different level of fire from just seeing Jesse Winker knock a single. And he was the first run to come across. But when he got to first base, he emphatically did the celebration where they're smacking ass or whatever they do. So I'm like, oh, okay. A message has been sent. Oh, okay. These guys have a purpose tonight. I think getting mocked, getting taunted, having your celebration flipped on you in your building, like anybody that's a competitor, especially these pro ball players, that turns into like a bet. Copy. Got you. I see you. Heard you. Say less. Edwin Diaz said what he had to say, but then the Mets come out and they lead with their bats. They lead with their gloves. And before I get into, you know, the leaders of the team, Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, and guys having big nights at the plate and doing enough to score 9 runs, I feel like an unsung hero is David Peterson. when we talk about all of the things from Grimes throwing out the first pitch, the team meeting, Jose Iglesias coming up, his hit record, and all the other things that we've mentioned since June, I feel like we leave out the fact that David Peterson has been a consistent, solid arm for this group. He's 7-1. He gets another win tonight. What stands out with David Peterson, about a month ago, he said nobody wants to be the guy to bring this team down. Nobody wants to make the error. No one wants to go 0-4. No one wants to blow a start and it be on you why we lost. Because this team had to do so much to dig out of where they started. Once they went on that run, nobody wants to be the guy to bring the team down. 888-808-1019. I saw a stat on the SNY postgame, the Mets postgame show. National League ERA leader since May 29th. David Peterson made his debut that day. David Peterson has a 3.04 ERA. Only other two guys under him, Justin Steele of the Cubs and Hunter Green. So I wanted to start off and just, yo, applaud that man. David Peterson gave you a solid couple innings tonight where at least you felt good about where you were to start the game versus Paul Blackburn two nights ago where you're like, this game is already over, right? He's putting up zeros, and I know he walks some guys, whatever, four walks, four strikeouts, three hits though, one earned run, six and a third, standing O, bravo, David Peterson, who's been around. I feel like too many times he gets lumped into like Tyler McGill or not thought of as, like, this is a Met, this is a guy that's been here. This is a guy that wants to be a part of this and takes the ball knowing, hey, it's on me. I got to have a good start. I got to have a good showing. We got disrespected yesterday. It's on tonight. And in saying that, right, I tweeted this out. Somebody's like, you must be watching the wrong game. I'm like, no, I have to watch both games. I have to watch both the Mets and the Yankees. I used to work at Fubo TV, so I got the cheat code. I get MLB.TV for free. Shout out to the Fubo fam, the Fubros. So when the Yankees are playing on Amazon Prime and people are not able to watch Aaron Judge hit his 300th career home run, I'm able to watch both the Mets and the Yankees at the same time. And so I was watching the Met game, which started an hour before the Yankee game. And a thought that I had coming off of last night, J.D. Martinez left the game. He misses no time. J.D. Martinez contributed tonight. Lindor, who is the MVP of the team, the face of the franchise, highest paid player, yada, yada, yada. He led with his bat. He showed up early, got his BP in, ready to go. Knew, yo, like, we're not letting that go down tonight. And it's funny because all the talk about what would happen to Austin Adams, he's sitting in the bullpen. Like, I also tweeted out SNY got their revenge on him. Because every time the Mets did something, every time the Mets scored, every time the Mets did something positive, SNY had a camera on that guy. SNY made sure everybody saw his facial expression. Like, bro, you did a whole lot coming out from that one inning. It's a team game. The team has to play the whole series. And guys like Pete Alonso tonight, that first homer Pete hit with the bat, little bat chuck. Pete Alonso, well done. Four hits tonight. Three ribbies tonight. And it's just like, when you look at the Mets, I know so many people want to say, it's over, it's done. You know, so many people want to just be like, nah, they're not making the playoffs. Other shoes about to drop. They control their own destiny. The same way they controlled their destiny when they came out and lost all those games and they said the season's not over. The season's still not over yet. And we'll get to the standings and we'll look around the league and we'll talk about what everybody else did. But when you look at the team, they have guys, I mentioned Jesse Winker, that want to play and contribute. He just got here, wants to be a part of this. Guys like J.D. Martinez, who I mentioned, who had a knock, who had an RBI, scored a run, said he chose the Mets because he wants to be in the postseason. He's addicted to the postseason. That's why he's here. Guys like Harrison Bader, eager to get involved. Jeff McNeil's in a little bit of a bad one again, but I think you can excuse him because Happy Jeff had a run where, you know, he put the team on his back. not too long ago, so you can excuse him a little bit. Mark Vientos coming through with a hot shot over the third baseman's glove. Francisco Alvarez, got to come through. That's my favorite Met. He gets excused a little bit because he's young. Good to see him get a hit tonight, work a walk tonight. He's got to come through. 888-808-1019. Ultimately, I'm watching the Mets game, and I say, okay, is the bullpen going to blow it? No, the bullpen is solid. Brazoban, Young, Ottavino, don't need Edwin Diaz. That's a huge win. I was listening to Evan Roberts say this is the biggest game of the year. Okay, well, if that's the biggest game of the year, they came out and responded right away. They scored in the second inning, the third inning, the fourth inning. They put up six in a huge seventh inning. That was a make-it-happen Mets seventh inning. That was a pour it on, like, we're not done. That was a, okay, who is this coming out of their bullpen? You can get rocked. All of you can get rocked. You're the Oakland A's in our building, and now we're pissed off. Now you woke us up. Now we're not just going through the motions. Now we're extra motivated, and we have more to play for than showing up Austin Adams. This is a team that's trying to be playing in October. 888-808-1019. I think that was a good showing, a positive showing to stop the bleeding and the losing streak. Kind of wake up the team, wake up the fan base, and say, okay, you force the rubber match, and you continue on in this homestand where you win tomorrow. Well, it's tomorrow now. You win today, and then you face the Marlins. Whether you take two out of three, whether you sweep the Marlins, whatever, this is vital right here before you face the Baltimore Orioles, where every New York Yankee fan will be rooting for you to sweep them as well. Now let's talk about the Yanks. I had the whole nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach watching the game again. The generational Juan Soto came to play. Can't stop homering. The guy had no homers in that ballpark. As soon as he saw one go out, he's like, I like this kind of party. Boop. I'm sure we're going to continue to talk about Juan Soto's contract. I don't know. It's WFAN is great because from show to show, you're going to get different takes on Juan Soto's contract, what the New York Yankees are going to possibly do, what Aaron Judge thinks, all this different. Like, I'll talk about it tonight. I was the first to talk about it last night as we were marveling at a three-home run game, his first three-home run game in pinstripes. I just think you're nuts if you think that the Yankees are going to approach this man and say, well, we can't pay you more than Aaron Judge. What? Judge is going to be sitting at the table saying, pay him. Pay him. And speaking of that, as we transition to the New York Yankees, the Yankees die hard on what? Their trades and their contracts. They traded for Alex Verdugo. I know a lot of you are tired of seeing him. I know a lot of you are tired of seeing Trent Grisham, especially when you see Jason Dominguez go deep for his first time returning in AAA, especially when you see number 91, Oswald Peraza in the dugout, especially when you see number 98, Will Warren on the mound. Young guys contributing, like Austin Wells. Thank God for Austin Wells, our rookie catcher. He's a ball player. Throwing guys out, hitting singles, hitting homers, playing, coming to play. TWTW, the will to win. Oswaldo Cabrera. I had him on the fan last week. What did I say to Oswaldo? I said, you're part of the Stay Ready group. Stay ready, bro. I'm rooting for you. You know why? Because you're clutch. You provide a spark. You play with a flair. When the game is stagnant, you always do something to break it open. That Dominic Fletcher kid that they had in right field is phenomenal. That guy could cover the whole outfield. Oswaldo scoring from second, like that was to wake them up. That was to get them, okay, into the game and realize you're playing the worst team in baseball. You're playing a team that's historically one of the worst teams of all time. It's not supposed to be this difficult, fellas. Juan Soto came to play. Where the rest of y'all at? Judge hitting his 300th homer after they intentionally walked Juan Soto to get to him. Grady Sizemore, did they get confused? Excuse me, like, did you guys forget that they've been walking Judge? But I guess with Judge striking out, you know, with Judge not hitting home runs early in the series, I'm sitting there like, I didn't think they were going to pitch to him. They throw that pitch up and in. Judge is like, hey, there it is. 300. in Chicago, Chief Keef. yo, that's the story. Judge making history is now the story instead of the Yankees struggling with the White Sox and almost getting swept by the White Sox. Like, it was, I don't know, the sixth inning? Both the Mets and the Yankees come alive in the seventh inning. But the story would have been completely different if the Yankees kept sleepwalking on the south side of Chicago against the bum-ass White Sox after Trent Grisham, which way did he go, George? Steps in, steps out, ball goes over his head, he points to his ear, all the sound. I'm like, bro, like Trent Grisham has had some moments, but the first thing I said was, man, put Jason Dominguez out there in left field or center field. And then we got into some conversations about service time and draft picks. And honestly, I don't know all the rules as to why. I really don't think that the Yankees are trying to manipulate service time or get another draft pick or any of that. I just think that they're getting more at-bats, more seasoning, right? They already got the extra year for him. Like Dominguez not being up here yet, it has to be a developmental thing. And also them dying hard on their trades and their contracts. They traded for Alex Verdugo. So Yankee fans on Yankees Twitter, my guy Ryan Garcia and Randy Wilkins all week have been screaming for Verdugo to not be in the lineup, to be benched or at least not be at the top of the order. The Yankees don't care. Judge wanted him. They gave up Greg Weissert and some randoms for him. They're going to play him. They're going to see it through. And I was glad to see him see it through, finally come through in his last at bat with a hit, with a knock, and two ribbies. All in all, though, you put this behind you. All in all, the Yankees got to just say, hey, we survived that one. We won a series again, and we're 72-50. We're 22 games over 500. We're in first place. The New York Yankees, first place Yankees. First place Yankees, as mad as you can get at them, as disgusted as you could be watching the first game and the third game for six innings, when 27 outs are made and you play Frank at the end, start spreading the news. The New York Yankees are on to Detroit, Michigan as the first place team in the AL East with the best record in baseball, with the best left-handed hitter in baseball and the best right-handed hitter in baseball. They're making history. I saw the Yes Network just posted that Judge and Soto are the first or the fastest combination to 30 homers and 100 walks. Like, this is something else. And I don't want to be negative, but I'm such a fan, and I'm just getting old, man, and this is getting old. Like, when we look at this deadline now with Enyel De Los Santos being DFA'd, when we look at this deadline now with Jazz Chisholm needing 3 or 4 weeks to get healthy, we hope week continues, hope year, hope decade and a half. I look at Judge, and I literally have seen this guy. We just celebrated 7 years since his first home run. I was sitting in the bleachers that day. Had no idea he was going to get called up. I remember being in the dugout, and people talking about, yo, it's Judgment Day. I got off the train, and I'm like, what do you mean Judgment Day? Judge is in the line. Judge is in the line. I just go into the stadium. Tyler Austin hits one, and Judge hits one, a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. And to think that I saw this guy's first home run. I've probably seen 100 of his home runs over the last 7 years. And Old Timers Day is coming up, and we talk consistently about numbers being retired. Alex Rodriguez is coming back. His number will never be retired. Chisholm is wearing it. 99 is going to get retired. And I don't want to be at the stadium in 15 years and all of the clips of Judge are just home runs in the regular season and no impact games in the World Series, no World Series win. Because if it was me, if I had the power, if it was me, I would stack the deck. I'd build a contender around him. I wouldn't play around at the trade deadline. I'd go get a starter. I'd go get top-end bullpen arms. I'd go get Tanner Scott. I'd go get Jack Flaherty. I'd go get another bat in case Jazz Chisholm, who's, a light guy, small guy, he, like, Jazz, If you've been watching Jazz, he fouled one off his foot. He's like, not to say he's like fragile, but like he was bound to get hurt. And as I'm looking at Judge on another historic run, the fastest ever, 955 games to get to 300, I'm like, shame on the New York Yankees that like they didn't stack the deck again. Yeah, they got Juan Soto. But another deadline has passed. You got Mark Leiter Jr. You had the DFA, a guy that you just got. And now Jazz is out. And so the team is as it is. 888-808-1019. This is the year. They should get to the World Series this year. And they should be tweaking with things and changing things and sending guys. Like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. But you shouldn't be struggling with the Chicago White Sox. And for Judge to be as prolific as he is, again, the best player I've ever seen with my own two eyes. Barry Bonds took steroids. I get how great he is. I was younger watching him. He's the GOAT. But what I'm saying, I sit in Yankee Stadium. The best player I've seen with my own two eyes is number 99. And that guy's got to get to the World Series, man. He's not going to be in his prime forever. He's a big body guy. Eventually, he's going to break down. We had a scare last year when he ran into the cement block in Dodger Stadium. I just don't know how they can watch Aaron Judge and then chill and say, yeah, let Verdugo go out there and, you know, keep striking out, grounding out to second base. Oh, yeah, put Trent Grisham out there. Yeah, you know, and DJ and Glaber, they'll be all right. And this will be good enough. Like, because what you're seeing is, man, if they can struggle with the White Sox, don't look now, but when we're talking about first-place teams, the Houston Astros are a first-place team again. And in the White Sox division, the Cleveland Guardians. Like, all this talk about Bobby Witt Jr., hopefully this 300 quiets that down. This 300th homer quiets that Bobby Witt Jr. for MVP talk. They should be, after this series, talking about Juan Soto and Judge as the MVPs. But what I'm saying is there are teams in the American League that are around the New York Yankees, but the Yankees have more talent and two ridiculous Hall of Fame elite players. This should be the year that they get to the World Series, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're a first-round exit, and that sucks. 888-808-1019. They survived the Chicago White Sox. Should have swept them. Should have never been close. Shouldn't have had that many innings of feeling sick to your stomach about it, but here we are. And for the New York Mets, your season is not over either. For the New York Met fan that just wants to talk, like I was listening to Evan and Tiki and someone called with the betting odds. Stop. Like, oh, season's over. Check the betting odds. It means nothing. Because some Mets fans are checking the odds and saying, no, I'm taking that bet for them to still make it. I'm taking that bet because anything can happen. Anything can happen. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk all around it. Yankee fans are already all through the line. So we'll go Yanks. Obviously, there's a ton to talk about, Mets and Yankees. And I just don't care to talk football in these quick little 2 hours that I have between 12 and 2. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let me take my break right here. The number to dial is 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll take your Yankee calls. I will mix in some more stuff with the Make It Happen Mets. And we'll pass this time till C-Mac comes through at 2 a.m. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan till 2 a.m. I think I've said enough. Let's just get to the phones because I don't even have 90 minutes right now. Rocco in Saratoga, my guy, leading off. Go for it, Rock.
How you doing, Keith? Yeah, you're the Night Walker. Okay. Man, I had Ajita listening to that Yankee game tonight. I was like, against the Chicago Cubs? This is what we're getting? Get real. Everyone beats the heck out of them, and we're going to blow a second game? No way. Believe me, I would not have felt good tonight if they lost that game. I don't know, Keith. It would have been a low point of the season, even with all of the, you know, losing they had been doing. That would have been the low point.
Yeah, I joked, I said if they lose the series to the Chicago White Sox, they're disqualified from postseason contention right there. Done.
Oh, God, they would have made postseason, but I understand. It's like, no, you're joking. How are you going to beat anyone? How many wins do they have? 29?
Right, they don't even have 30 wins. They're on pace to be the worst ever.
Yeah, I hope they don't break the Mets record. 62-120. Hey, how about Alonso? 4-for-4 today for those Mets. Huh? Is he coming around? I don't know. He hit a dinger and he was 4-for-4. But, you know, when sluggers get hot, they get hot. Hopefully he is hot. And, you know, he can carry them some. But, wow, both of the teams won in one day.
Yeah.
When was the last time that happened?
Like a week or two ago. Thanks for the call, Rocco. People always say that. When was the last time the Mets and the Yankees? Well, it happens more than not. I don't know. I know I've been on a couple times where I'm like, good, we both win. 888-808-1019. Yeah, the thing is, it's baseball. And more than other sports, you know, it's unpredictable. You can't predict baseball. You don't know how it's going to go. And, you know, they say any given Sunday, any given day in baseball, anybody can beat anybody. It has to do with starting pitching. It has to do with guys pressing, squeezing the bat too tight, slumping, not coming through with runners on. And as that game got later and later, I just was sick. But you had to have some faith that they would come through. And they did. They really poured it on. The Yankees poured it on in that seventh inning. And the Mets really just, like, put their foot on the Oakland A's necks in the seventh inning to say this is done. And you hope that it carries over. Obviously, the Yankees hit the road, and they have to bring that to Detroit. And then the Mets have to handle business and take the rubber match. At least you're setting up the rubber match. Because a loss tonight, like, then you really have the Debbie Downers, negative Nancys, the doom and gloom, waiting for the other shoe to drop fans saying it's over. It's a wrap. No, it's not over. It's not over. And I get it. You're looking at the Braves right now. You're looking at the standings right now. And we'll do that quickly before we go to the call. So, yeah. And you don't gain any ground. The New York Mets are two games out of the wild card spot. Looking at the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves have won 3 in a row. The San Diego Padres have won 3 in a row. The Diamondbacks have won 6 in a row. The teams ahead of you are playing well. They're hot. So what does that mean for the New York Mets? You have to carry this momentum. You had so much momentum with the hype of the Oh My God song and Jose Iglesias. Well, let somebody mocking that song, mocking your teammate, mocking your celebration be the thing that wakes you up and carries you through the rest of this month, the second half of this month. And maybe you'll be in a spot in September where you feel a little bit better. I mean, Pete Alonso waking up tonight, that has to mean something to the Mets fans. That has to mean something to the Pete Alonso supporters for sure. Right, I know I was reading stuff. Oh, this team's so dumb. They should have traded him. Oh, they won a couple games. They should have got something for Pete. No, Pete could literally be the guy that helps propel you into the postseason. You're going to need him. You're going to need his leadership, his clutch, his power hitting. Francisco Lindor, J.D. Martinez, all of these guys. They got to do it together. Brandon Nimmo, figure it out. Jeff McNeil, figure it out. The middle of the order between Martinez, Winker, Alonso, they came through. They came through. And then you add Vientos, Alvarez, young guys getting it done. Ben Gamel gets the start tonight. Former Yankee, you know, let's go Yankee Mets. 9-1. You live to fight the next day. Take the series. And then hope that the Braves lose. 888-808-1019. And for the Yankees, when you're looking at the Baltimore Orioles, man, they're not that mighty. They beat the Nationals 4-1, but they lost to the Nationals last night, two nights ago now. And the Braves are rolling. The Braves get Michael Harris back. The Braves win 13-2. It is what it is. We just got to see. We got to watch. We got to just scoreboard watch, but handle business where we can handle business. Back to the phone we go. Bruce in Flushing, what you got for us?
Hey, Keith, a few points about the game tonight. Number one, you see the difference between positive baseball energy in Cabrera as opposed to negative baseball energy in Torres. Cabrera is a smart, intelligent player. And for all the people who kept knocking Cabrera on this station, he's the reason you got off to a great start in the beginning. And people seem to forget that. And, yeah, he had a little slump, but he just had a stat on in a post-game show. In the last 20-something games, 28 games or so, he's hitting .323, three home runs, nine RBIs, and an OPS of over 900.
And people love to say he can't hit on this radio station, online. Oh, he can't hit. He can't hit. And the Yankees certainly don't love him. And their analytics department looks at his numbers and they say he can't hit. And that's why he doesn't get as many opportunities. But here we go again, right? DJ got hurt to start the season. Oswaldo gets the opportunity. They trade for John Birdie. John Birdie gets hurt. He gets the opportunity. They trade for Jazz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm gets hurt. He gets the opportunity and he comes up clutch again.
Second point. During the famous Yankee run in the 90s, Cohn got injured. Supposedly his dog bit him. El Duque came up and he was in rotation for a number of years. The same thing happened now with Wells. Trevino got hurt. Wells got to play every day. And now he's probably one of the best catchers in the major leagues right now.
Yeah.
And here's a question for you. Who's the rookie of the year on this Yankee team? Is it Hill or Wells?
I mean, when we get to the end of the season, it depends on how Luis Hill is pitching. Because we're forgetting about what he did in the early part of the season. It's turning into Wells.
That's why I'm asking the question.
It's turning into Wells. Wells is throwing guys out. Wells just batting behind Judge. Wells hitting home runs. Driving in runs. Wells just being a pelotero. He's a ball player. Like, exactly like you said, Trevino, when Trevino came up lame coming home and strained his quad, it forced Austin Wells into full-time action. It forced him into a fight-or-flight situation, sink or swim, throw you in the fire and see what you're made of. And this guy is made of the type of stuff that you want out of a young rookie catcher for the Yankees, a left-handed bat like that. Like, I'm impressed because I know early on in the season, I doubted him because I was going off the scouting report and some of the hype, and I'm like, I don't see it. I see it now. I get it now. Like, he's got to transfer some of that to Volpe. That's your man's. Volpe, that's your chicken parm brother. Like, you got to help your boy out.
I think Peraza is up. I think it was helpful to Volpe because he's been playing every day. I'm sure he's got bumps and bruises along the way. To give him a day off here and now, put Peraza in shortstop. You don't lose anything defensively. And he also made an adjustment in his batting stance.
Mm-hmm.
He now has a toe tap thing. And in the last 9 games, he's hitting over .320.
You think they'll do it, though? Because they have, like, a hard-line stance on playing Volpe every day. Do you think they'll do it? Do you think they'll find a spot here this weekend? Maybe in the second game of the series before they go to Williamsport? I don't know, to play Oswald Peraza?
They should.
Yeah, I think nobody is above a day off, especially in August in the dog days.
No. And by the way, we all know Judge is great. How the heck did he hit that ball for a home run? High and inside? I don't know.
It surprised
anybody's,
me.
I mean, the only person who may have been able to do that is Stanton, but I don't think Stanton could have done that either.
I mean, it surprised me. I didn't think they were going to give him anything to hit. Obviously, he has the green light. And I think his eyes got wide, and he knows he can get the bat around, keep his hands in, and get to that. I jumped off the couch. After that, I started packing my bags. I'm like, all right, I got to go to work.
Yeah, and give credit to Warren. He pitched 5 innings, gave up 2 runs, a good, solid performance.
Yeah, a ton of credit to that kid. Again, he settled in. Like, we saw him in that first appearance in Philadelphia. He gave up a home run, and then he settled in. He gave up the home run tonight, and I think sometimes you just got to get that out of your system. I mean, we've seen that with some of our favorite guys on the mound. Tanaka, Cole, they'll give up that obligatory home run, and then they'll lock in, and he has been serviceable. You know, obviously his Yankee Stadium debut was not good, but we won a huge game in Philadelphia to take the series with him on the mound. And we just won a huge game in Chicago to take the series with him on the mound. Thank you, Will Warren. I appreciate you.
Take care, Keith.
888-808-1019, talking Yanks on the Fan with Keith McPherson till 2 a.m. Let's go to Marty in Hoboken. Marty, what's up, man? You got it.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? No Steelers, Ayuk to the Steelers. We'll wait on that. Anyway.
I think he's staying. Good. That's, you know, that's a standoff, or that's a hold-in standoff, and I think ultimately it's like we're too close to the NFL season now.
It's crazy. It's a couple of weeks away from the – yeah, exactly. It's like it's
I mean,
like
even though we just seen Judon get traded to the Falcons, I don't have enough time to talk NFL. But, see, I told y'all that night. They were like, they should have taken the edge rusher out of Alabama. I'm like, no, they took Michael Penix Jr. They haven't had a good quarterback there. They're running out Desmond Ridder. But, anyway, go for it, Marty.
But the Yankees, it's like – I'm like you. I was so frustrated these three games. It's like – it was like, you know, come on. This team, you know, sucks. What are we doing? That's the way – it was really hard to watch the game. Even the game tonight was 2-1, and I'm sitting there with my daughter. She's like, "Dad, why are you so angry at the Yankees?" I'm like,
"How could you not
really?
Be?"
I mean, it's like it was just like it was very frustrating to watch these games.
You're dejected. You're disgusted. You're like, really? Like, this is what I sit down to do every night?
Yeah. So the only thing I can say about the Yankees, I think LeMahieu and Torres are anchors, man. I want them so. I wish they would have got rid of Torres at the trade deadline. LeMahieu shot.
That's what I'm saying, Marty. That's why I'm pissed off, because I'm like, yo, you have Judge and Soto. Why don't you do better instead of just saying, all right, we'll see it through with these guys, Glaber and DJ. They'll be enough. No, upgrade.
Yeah, right. And the only thing I mean I'm really happy about is Wells. They haven't had a catcher since Posada. Gary Sanchez, you know, freaking Trevino. Come on. This is a legitimate catcher for the Yankees. Like, a power. Yeah, this kid, he hits against lefties, hits against righties. He throws people out. Mm-hmm. He's a legit catcher, right? I mean, when's the last time we had a legit catcher for the Yankees?
I don't know. Francisco Cervelli, Russell Martin.
I mean, this guy's – how old is he? He's
25.
Yeah, so bring the stud up to Dominguez, whatever the freak. Bring – what are the Yankees doing?
I don't
doing?
Know. I guess they're waiting for rosters to expand, because I look at Verdugo and I look at Grisham, and I'm like –
Grisham, there you go.
They're gone. Go, they're gone after this year. I'm like, enough already with these guys. Upgrade. Do better. And I guess they need to get more. Now that Dominguez is hitting homers again – if he gets hot down there where he's hitting homers every game, they better send him. It doesn't have to be August 15th, 20th, 25th. Like, just send the guy to get him in the fold. Like, why can't he play the role that Grisham plays?
Exactly. I don't know. That's another thing. And the last thing I'll say about this is the 195s, like Grisham bats 195. Every once in a while, it'll you know, dinger, see a 700, whatever. It doesn't matter. And then you got LeMahieu at first base. He's batting 190-something. I don't care. I don't care if Rizzo bats 50. Keep him at first. If he's 100% healthy, you want to stud at first base, like fielding-wise. This LeMahieu is not. He should have had the one ball, but a base hit.
No, LeMahieu is not. That's why you're not seeing him at third base anymore. He's old. He's not moving fast. His reaction time is not there. His glove is not there. But Ben Rice is the only option right now, and Ben Rice has been struggling. Ben Rice is a guy that's a converted catcher, so they look at DJ as a better option. DJ got hot for maybe, I don't know, a handful of games.
Three.
Right, I guess if you can fit three games in your hand, it wasn't enough. And, I mean, it didn't fool me. Three strikeouts tonight.
Oh, terrible. And then Stanton's the same freaking thing, so.
Stanton, I don't know. It's like one you know, one series, or, you know, we're talking about intentional walks. He makes them pay. And then the next series, you know, he comes out in the White Sox series. He looks terrible. He had the worst at bat. A couple of bats, whatever.
The bases loaded at bat was just awful.
They got to put it together, man. And I fear that they don't put it together when it matters most. Thanks for the call, Marty. 888-808-1019. Eli is in the Bronx. Eli, you're on the Fan. You got it. Hey, yo, Eli. David is in Chicago. David, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how's it going, man?
It's going, you know, at least we didn't lose to the Chicago White Sox.
No, man, I was at the game today and yesterday. Picked the right games to go to. How about that, huh?
Yeah, those hecklers, man, they're hilarious. I've been to at least five or six games on the South Side. You're right on the dugout, and their home plate club is like you're damn near on the field. You can hear everything that those guys are saying out there.
No, actually, I mean, I was right behind the dugout. You know, for the people listening out there, if you ever want an awesome experience, go to a game with your team on the road, hopefully against a team that's not very good. And, you know, as the game gets, you know, closer to the end, and maybe you're hoping your team's winning, you know, you can sit in the really good seats behind your team's dugout. There's tons of other Yankee fans there.
David, are you from Chicago or are you from over here?
I'm from New York. I'm on vacation in Chicago. I lived here for like 7 years, so I got Chicago ties.
Chicago's and, you know, the best.
It's the best city, man. I don't want to sing, you know, spend hours.
No, you can just say it's the best. I know there's a debate, but I love Chicago too. I'm watching Hard Knocks and they have the aerial views of Chicago. I'm like, Chicago is the best. But I say that because I'm like, you know, you plan a trip and I've planned trips. I've seen the Yankees play in U.S. Cellular, which is now Guaranteed Rate. You plan a trip for this series.
Comiskey.
You plan a trip for this series. If you go to that first game, that's a miserable game to be at as a Yankee fan. And then even tonight, that's a miserable first, five innings after the first inning of Soto going deep.
No, that's right. I mean, I'm trying to see if I can come back for Labor Day to go, you know, to go to Wrigley when the Yankees are there. That'll be something too. Probably more expensive. But anyway, I want to make my point because I think you're wrong. You said the Yankees should have stacked the deck for Judge to get him a ring. I am 100% with you on that. My question is, who are you giving up? You know, Jason Dominguez, Spencer Jones, you got to give up talent to stack the deck. Those are the only blue chip prospects I can think of. Spencer Jones is not having a particularly good year from what I can tell. Dominguez is pretty much major league ready. I mean, he might be the answer and, you know, call him up to stack the deck, but I certainly wouldn't trade him. So, you know, I hear you, but how do you do it this year?
I mean, the thing is, there are some untouchables at the top of the prospect list, but the Yankees, they're not giving up anybody in their top like 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, they always prospect hug. A lot of folks now are looking at Anthony Volpe and saying, who could we have gotten in the past for Anthony Volpe? I still believe Volpe's going to be a good player. He's just been in some, you know, bad stretches. But, man, it's not for me to know. It's for Brian Cashman to know, hey, you know, this guy is expendable, and this is the year when you look around the American League, when you look at the year that the tandem of Soto and Judge are having, you got to give somebody up to go get a frontline starter or a high-leverage reliever or another bat in that lineup, but they didn't again. Let's hope that they have enough. They think they have enough. I hope and pray that they do. My fingers are crossed. I'm wearing my pajamas inside out. Like, I'm hoping to wake up World Series champions or just at least get to the World Series this year.
No, I hear you. I guess, and I'll just come back to my point of who are you giving up for who? I can't tell you who we traded for Jazz. No one could have seen that injury coming.
They gave up Augustin Ramirez, but I think he was the 20th overall prospect. That's what I'm saying. They weren't giving up anybody in their top 20.
Sure. But here's my point. Before Jazz got injured, which no one could have saw coming, that deal looked to be a coup for Brian Cashman. I think I give him a ton of credit for that. You know, changes the lineup. You call up Dominguez. You get someone in there. You know, maybe we're at an impasse on this. You know, we don't see eye to eye. Let me spend the rest of my time on here. I want to sing Aaron Judge's praises, man. What a guy. I mean, you know, I've been a Yankee fan for, you know, my whole life, like 30 something years. I've not seen a guy like this. You watch Jeter his whole career. He's one of the best hitters there is, but he was not a power hitter. You know, this is like what my dad used to talk about watching Mickey Mantle. That's basically how I can describe it.
And Judge, you know, is a power hitter, but he's also a complete hitter. Like, he'll take what they give him. He'll slap a single through. He'll drive a double into the gap. He'll work his walks. He'll take his intentional walks. And then when it's 3-0, he's got the green light. You intentionally walk Juan Soto because he's hit four home runs in the series. He will take a fastball up and in deep for his 300th homer. We have never seen the likes of this guy. He's a mutant. He's an X-Men. He's got to be some part robot.
No, it's incredible. I mean, it's like watching Barry Bonds if Barry Bonds was clean, right? I mean, it's otherworldly. I mean, I just saw a stat today. Let me read this to you. You know, fewest at-bats to 300 home runs. Number four, Ralph Kiner, 3,800. Number three, Mark McGwire, 3,800 and change. Number two, Babe Ruth, 3,800 and change. Aaron Judge, number one, 3,400 and change. That's just incredible.
Yeah,
otherworldly.
And imagine if he didn't slump in April.
Not even Barry Bonds.
Imagine if he got off to a hot start in April of this month. Nobody would even mention Bobby Witt Jr. Thanks for the call, David, and the insight from the South Side of Chicago. Yeah, what he said is correct. I've told you guys this on The Fan. Yankee Stadium is cool, but, like, you got to go other places. I've seen the Yankees play in, like, seven different ballparks. Both north side of Chicago, south side of Chicago, Pittsburgh, Dodger Stadium. I could keep going. Philly, but we got a break. I'll think of where else. Queens. It's always great to go on the road and join those fans in other cities that they didn't travel that far. They didn't get on a plane. They lived there. They're Yankee fans that live in the area waiting for the Yankees to come to town. The Yankees draw the biggest crowds. The Yankees get everybody's best shot. They're the New York Yankees. Judge said that when they went out to San Francisco and Steph Curry was there, the greatest shooter in the world who just won the Olympics. He said, yeah, they came out to see us. We're the New York Yankees. Well, man, act like it. Act like you're the New York Yankees. You know what everybody knows the New York Yankees for? 27-time World Series champions. It's been 15 years. You need to get back to the bread and butter of your brand, the Fall Classic. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We got 1 hour to go. I'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.